finish off this parak, and obviously there's so much more to say, but next week we'll make a start on the tefillahs of Rosh Hashanah to be able to infuse them with meaning. This pasuk really takes us there. Kaveh al Hashem, hope to Hashem, chazak, strengthen yourself, yamatz libecha, he'll give you courage, v'kaveh al Hashem, and hope to Hashem. So clearly our chapter here, our perek, ends with a message of hope and strength. Why did it say kaveh al Hashem, and then kaveh al Hashem again? Rashi teaches a very powerful idea. Hope to Hashem is repeated to tell us that if at first we don't see our tefillahs being answered, we should never give up. Just keep on going. Keep on davening. The Radak had something beautiful. He says that David HaMelech used to walk around whispering positive affirmations to himself all day long. Saying words like Kaveh al Hashem, hope to Hashem, have the effect of strengthening our bitachon and fortifying us against all of our adversaries. Our internal narrative is so important. The words we use when we're by ourselves, the words we tell ourselves, make all the difference. Affirmations, positive affirmations, get us into the right frame of mind. They create a sense of, engender a sense of God consciousness. However, the Malbim takes it further. So David HaMelech's success wasn't just due to his positive attitude. Rather, it was in the merit of his emunah in Hashem. He explains that placing our trust in Hashem is fundamentally different to placing our trust in man. When we create a sense of dependence on another human being, this can cause tremendous feelings of insecurity. There's no guarantee that the person will be willing or able to help in the future. And therefore you can be left totally disheartened. Al tivtichu bin divim ven adam she'enus ashur, as we say in davening every single morning. Don't trust in the wealthy people, in human beings. Salvation doesn't come from them. Trust in Hashem, on the other hand, causes a person to strengthen their heart. The infinite source of all existence always has the ability to deliver that which is best for us. So just keep on hoping. Hashem's always there. We got to hang in there. More than that, when we place our trust in another person, it's always to achieve a certain outcome or desire. The hoping itself is very much a means to an end rather than an end in itself. In fact, really in an ideal world, you wouldn't need to need anyone else anyway or place your trust in anybody else. We'd all love to be self-sufficient. Once we've attained all that we need, we would rather not have to trust anybody, trust in anybody, and be indebted to them at all. Not so with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we place our trust in Hashem, the goal of bitachon is not the outcome or the achievement. Rather, it's the ability to trust in Hashem. That itself is the goal. That's why Kaveh al Hashem is repeated. The Malbim, therefore, ends this chapter with the theme that he started with. The goal of life is to develop a sense of consciousness of and a relationship with Hashem. The challenges that we face are, in fact, opportunities to develop a sense of reliance on Hashem, to ask Him to guide us to the right responses so that we can be shining examples of Kiddush Hashem. When we ask for life on Rosh Hashanah, we're asking for a life when we can both feel Hashem's presence constantly and in turn reflect Hashem's presence to others through the way that we conduct ourselves, especially during challenging times. Not only did David HaMelech choose to live this way, he also taught us that this is within our grasp. Rosh Hashanah is all about emunah. We translate our emunah into the lived experience of bitachon. Kaveh al Hashem chazak v'yamitz divecha. It's all in our hearts. Kaveh al Hashem. Keep on hoping. Keep on davening. Never give up.